Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and I thank you for joining me. What can I say? Grab yourself your favorite cup of Java. It is very nice this morning. It is, if you're in L.A. County, let me tell you, it's about 40, I'm going to take a guess, maybe 50 degrees. You better get your parkas out, because, I mean, for L.A., that's cold. But you know what? The sun is shining. It looks like the rain has stopped. So you know what? That is great. And what can I say? A little bit of, excuse me. I am very hoarse this morning, and I am not sure why. Could it be because I was out in the rain yesterday? Oh, I have to tell all of my listeners, 48,000 strong, guess who was at my house when I came home yesterday? It was Mickey's cousin. Yes, it was. It was a mouse outside the house. You should have. Maybe that's why I'm hoarse, because I was outside screaming. The mouse was moving in slow motion because it was wet, and I guess he didn't have any boots and any raincoat. I don't know what was going on, but the little gray thing, you know how Mickey's all cute, Minnie's all cute? Well, they are adorable. But that little thing running across my front step, he wasn't cute at all. And you know what? He was just a little teeny tiny thing. But when I was describing him to friends, I said, oh, my goodness. He was 50 feet big, and he had fangs, and he had a giant tail. In reality, it was just a little mouse. But let me tell you, ew! I mean, really, ew! All right, moving on to Hollywood. Hollywood! Let me tell you, did anybody watch the Golden Globes last night? Did I? Nope. Anyway, yeah, I watched some of it. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, I don't know her name, nor do I care. Anyway, she was, they were both the hostess of the Golden Globe last, and you know what? The Golden Globes is always a lot of fun to watch, and I love both of them, and they are so funny. But you know, they made a little joke about Bill Cosby, and I thought, interesting. Nobody was left, you know, unscathed, as they say, but I was just really shocked that they did it. I don't know why, because I love Bill Cosby. But anyway, who knows what's going on in Cosby's world? You know, innocent until proven guilty is all I got to say. Move it on, move it on, move it on. Anyway, with some other Hollywood gossip. Well, you remember the Cosby Show, since we're talking about Mr. Bill Cosby. Remember the Cosby Show? Well, if you didn't watch the Cosby Show and you lived here in, I don't know, the planet Earth, I don't know where you were. But anyway, remember the beautiful actress, Felicia Rashad, by the way, Felicia Rashad, is also Debbie Allen's sister. Just going on, Felicia Rashad. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of comments, and you'll have to listen to a lot of things that she, but allegedly, she's sticking by Bill Cosby, allegedly, she is sticking by Bill Cosby. You know, they've been great friends. You know, she played his wife on the show, and a lot of people are divided. Did Bill Cosby do as some people have said? Has he not? I'm not getting in the middle. I've never met the man. People who meet him said he is very nice. He was very funny. Like I said, I'm not taking sides. However, allegedly, on the Internet, right. So, anyway, Felicia Rashad is standing up for her friend, and, you know, it's been in the news about what she said. Now, allegedly, she said, forget all these women. This is allegedly. I don't know. I didn't actually see her say it. I guess she was at some event where Cosby was there. Anyway, that's a quote-unquote. Is it true or not? I don't know. I wouldn't put any money in it. But anyway, it looks like she said, you know, hey, I don't believe it. And you know what? We can't just say, oh, no, Felicia. It's a lot of people, 50-50. Some people say he did. Some people say he didn't. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just moving on, and I'm just telling you, if you don't believe me, check it out on the Internet. hear the whole quote that she said. It's too long for me to go on. But anyway, there you have Felicia Rashad. She's sticking up for him. And interesting. So I don't know. I don't know. Is it true what she said? Is it not? Anyway, I'll have to do more on that story next week. Because, you know what, I'm sick of it already. Okay, I'm in a feisty mood this morning. Anyway, take one more sip of your Java. And let's see, what other gossip can we have? Hollywood fun gossip. Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy. Chris Brown in the news again. You know what? He's a good-looking kid. He's extremely talented. He can act, he can sing, and he can dance. You know what? When Chris Brown dances, you know, remember how brilliant Michael Jackson was when he danced? You know, it's not real. They move so smooth, and he's so talented. Anyway, all the talent, bang, bang, shoot them up. I don't know who shot who. Doesn't look like anybody was hurt. However, I should say, doesn't look like anybody was killed. But anyway, more violence at a Chris Brown concert. Another outbreak of some type of fighting, shooting, whatever. And, you know, Chris Brown was on stage. It's all over the internet. I don't know who started what. I don't know why it was started. You know, but are there security there? And I'm sure there was security. But you know what? Security, it's just kind of like, you know, planes. We're not, well, you can't check. You check everybody, but people are going to do what they're going to do. However, it just, controversy constantly follows Mr. Brown. So all I'm saying is, if you go to a Chris Brown concert, you better duck. You know, I know he's talented. I know he's been looking and all that. Told you I was in a feisty mood today. Oh, boy, I can hear the emails coming on this one. Okay, moving on to, let's see, what else can we talk about? There is, my girl Beyonce. Here we go again. Is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? I don't know. Well, you know what? Today is, what, January the 12th. So, I guarantee you, we don't know exactly if she's pregnant. There's been little hints from Beyonce's camp, but whatever. Today is January the 12th, 2015. I bet you we'll know by June if she's pregnant or not. Hey, 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 because all you got to do is look for the big old book. Okay. So anyway, is she pregnant? Do I care? I wish her the best of luck. There. Moving on with some Hollywood movie reviews. Okay. Now, if you went to the movies this weekend, and half of the country did, these are all just estimations. If you went to any of these movies, as they say, you are in the top 10 loop. Number one, Taken 3. Well, you know what? Liam Neeson, Nelson, I don't know. I don't care. Anyway, I do though. Liam Neeson, his movie, Taken 3, number one. What can I say? You know what? He's a brilliant actor. He's a feisty little man, too. But he's a brilliant actor. And anytime he's in something, we might as well admit it. His acting is superb. Let's see. Number two, no surprise here, Selma. Of course, that is with who else? The Queen herself. Oprah Winfrey and Selma there. You gotta see the movie. I don't know what else to say. Selma made this weekend alone, what to say, a little bit over $21 million. These are all just estimations. Work with me if I'm wrong there. Oh, Taken 3 made over $40 million. Not bad. That's a lot of Java. Then whoops up. Okay, number three, Into the Woods. Well, you know what? If you want to go into the woods, go ahead with your bad self. But anyway, Into the Woods, sorry, Meryl Streep, that one made just about $10 million. Not bad at all. Number four, The Hobbit. Wow. Well, you know what? The Hobbit, he hobbled right on in there and made just about a little bit over $9.5 million there. Not bad at all. So if you're a big Hobbit fan, by the way, the full title is The Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies. All right. Number five, Unbroken. Of course, that is the new Angelina Jolie directed film, Unbroken. Excuse me, rake $1 million. Incredible movie there. Number six, The Initiation Game. Of course, that's starring the beautiful, talented Keira Knightley. Made about, I'm sorry, Unbroken made about $8.5 million, and Keira Knightley's film made just about $8 million there. Let's see, we have number 7, Night at the Museum. Of course, that is one of the, has a lot of stars, but one of the stars, of course, is the late, great Robert Williams there. And he came in number 8. And let's see, The Woman in Black 2, that was number 9. And number 10, if I can read my own writing, number 10, The Hunger Games. There you go. So, of course, that stars Jennifer Lawrence. So all the great movies right there, those are the top 10. If you saw one of them, as you say, you were right there in the loop with everybody else enjoying your movie time. Did you get your popcorn? Did you get your soda? Did you smuggle in your popcorn? I have to admit, not good to say, but sometimes I do sneak in me a little sandwich. I do. I really do. You know, it's expensive. I do buy the pop, do buy the soda, you know, and it's a little trick. What I do, I get the little kids' popcorn and soda. You get a little bit of popcorn, a little bit of soda for about $4. Okay? Then I take out that big giant sandwich that I made from home. Okay? So sometimes I pull out cookies. Hey, you know, a girl got to do what a girl got to do. Anyway, so there's your top 10 movies. Moving on to some coffee chatter news. A lot of people say, what's going on with coffee chatter? Well, coming up in June, we'll be having our session with Pat Dave, and she will be teaching all about, it's a nice workshop, more details to follow. She will be instructing everyone on how to react when you go to an audition and how to make an impression, and that'll be coming up in June. And then we have our sock drive coming up, and it is called Sock It To Me. Okay, and we will be collecting socks for the Los Angeles mission for that. So we'll have more details for that coming up. And anyway, Coffee Chatter is officially closed January. That gives us time because we're a nonprofit to regroup, and we officially open back up, and we'll have exact dates and details for everything on our website. So check us out at coffeechatter.net there. And what can I say? Well, this is it. So it's just about 7:15 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and I appreciate you joining me. And what can I say? We are moving on. So everybody, peace and love, much happiness. Be kind. Hold the door open for somebody. Give somebody a compliment. Tell somebody they look good. Oh, that ugly dog they got is cute, you know, and watch that little dog owner light up. Hence, I have a mutt. Anyway, enjoy yourself. Sorry for, 60 seconds, so I got to run. But sorry for being so silly today, but I feel good. So come on and join me in all my good feelings. Monday morning, coffee chatter, fun, all right? And what can I say? See you later. All right, see you later, alligator. Much love and peace.